Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. I'm always fired up when I get to talk to Neil Greenberg. Stats and analytics for the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at @NGreenberg. Greenberg joins us now via the Rude Guest Hotline. But I am particularly fired up when our producer, Mr. Jim Mullins, says, hey, Greenberg's got a bunch of futures he wants to talk about. You are speaking my love language, Greenberg. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super duper. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. You got business to talk about, so I'm not holding you back. You want to start with the NFL stuff?
Sure. I'm just working on a piece that'll probably come out soon-ish. Thought I'd give you a little preview. I'm working on some NFL future bets. The one I really like is Tampa Bay to win the NFC South at plus money. Not really sure what's going on with this, but I know that the Buccaneers are expected to be the only above-average team in the division. And the fact that you can get plus money for them to win the division seems a little bit odd to me, but I'll happily take it. So I like Tampa Bay at plus odds to win the division.
How much plus are you getting there?
I got it at plus 110. I think it's still like plus 105, plus 100. But again, I think you look at the Buccaneers, who I have as a 1.5 points per game better than an average team, and then you have the Falcons at minus 2, Panthers minus 3.5, and then the Saints at minus 6. I think the Panthers could be the surprise team there, but that's still a pretty big gap, and I'm willing to take the plus money to ride it out.
Yeah, I think the Saints are a mess. I kind of think the Panthers could surprise too. I'm also a Bryce truther, and I may just be proven wrong eventually.
Well, you've been proven wrong thus far.
I have been proven wrong thus far. But I like Canales.
I think Carolina could be a surprise, yeah.
A lot of it, though, Greenberg likes the Bucs to win the South again. What about the Falcons?
I'm not shocked.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
He said, what about the Falcons? He said, you like the Bucs to win the South, so what about the Falcons?
I'm not a Falcons believer. Like I said, I think they're probably going to be at best an average team, and I just think that it's either going to be, in my opinion, it's either going to be the plays are either the Buccaneers at plus money, or you take the Panthers as a flyer that they figure it out. Bryce Young continues to improve, and they end up doing some things because that division is not strong by any means. So I would say the plays are either the Bucs, like I'm taking, or a flyer on the Panthers.
Let me ask you this question, Neil. The thing about Bryce that listen, I think the kid was terrific in college. But then again, when you're playing with all five stars, you could be that way. But the thing that got me was he's a pocket passer. And I met him. They can say what they want. He's shorter than me. I'm 5'10 and a half. He's shorter than me. I haven't seen a passer that's about 5'9", 5'10", that's not very athletic, succeed in this league, other than Drew Brees, who's under 6 feet, okay? And that's where I think the league gives him problems at. Because, like, when you look at people like, you know, my man out in Arizona, all those guys, they move around. He doesn't have that athleticism, and I think that affects him.
That's certainly fair criticism. I do think, though, that he showed improvement despite that over the season. He started to play really good football second half of the year, I would even say, you know, towards the last couple of games. So he was able to overcome that to a degree. But again, I think we're also talking about a division that's weak. And I think if he plays decent football, there's a chance that Carolina surprises. I'm not saying Carolina's going to win the conference or Super Bowl or anything like that. I'm just looking at from a betting opportunity. I think the upside is with Carolina in terms of a surprise. And I think a lot of that's going to be because Bryce Young has at least shown he can make stuff happen. Now, will this be a long-term thing? Will defenses figure it out? It's possible. Will his size end up being a problem? It's possible. But I do think he's at least showed enough improvement where you can look at the team and say, okay, if any team has upside in this division, it's probably going to be Carolina.
Talk with our friend Neil Greenberg via the Rude Guest Hotline. Greenberg, I want to get to your second future, but I got to ask Beamish something real quick. We like to play real or fake, right? Uh-huh. Bryce Young's listed at 5'10", 204.
Fake. He's about 186, if that, and he's not 5'10", 204.
Yeah, maybe on skates.
Amit met him. Who's that little dude right there? I say, Bryce Young. You say, what?
I've seen him in person. He's a slight fella. Okay, Greenberg, future number two.
Jared Goff, MVP, if you can find 25-1 or better.
Wow.
Yeah,
talk
so here's the
it.
Thing.
I don't hate it. That's a juicy number.
So here's the thing. Typically, the eventual MVP winner is going to be a quarterback on a team that is top in their conference and or one of the highest scoring teams in the league. And you look at the teams that are kind of on that short list, Baltimore, Kansas City, teams like that. And then if you look at what those quarterbacks are going for, they're usually going to be in like the plus 500 to plus 1,000 range. Obviously, Josh Allen's there, Jalen Hurts, et cetera. But, you know, Goff, I do think, is also in that mix for the Lions. And I think when you look at that, how skewed his value is, I think that it makes sense. Now, I know that there's some changes coming in Detroit. They just had their, very important lineman retire. But they have the whole offseason to figure. They have that whole offseason to figure it out. They're obviously going to be a competitive team. They're going to be a high scoring team, I believe. And if those two things come together, then I think Jared Goff, comparatively to some of the other prices that are out there, 10-1 and below, it makes a lot of sense to take a value play like this.
I kind of like that. It's a flyer, but it's a big hitter. All your analysis makes sense to me. You think Goff could win it?
The MVP?
Yeah.
If they get a coach that can run Gibbs consistently and play off of that, yes. But if they're not running Gibbs consistently, no. But then if you run Gibbs a lot, he may win the damn MVP.
You know a QB is winning it. That's just the way the league's set up. I mean, Saquon didn't win it last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Didn't win it when he had the historical season.
Right. Like, what do you have to do? If Saquon couldn't win it last year, they should just make it a quarterback award. All right, I don't know how many of these you have. You got a third?
Those are the only two. I'll have a couple more when it publishes next week, but I wanted to give you a little taste.
Can I tweet those out, or do you want me to keep them private?
Oh, no, that's, yeah, sure.
Okay. Man, come on. Greenberg loves that. Come on, man. Give him some promotion.
We're just hyping up his future column. Tell him, Green,
yeah, remember, this is my podcast.
Keep it a secret. We want everybody to know.
If you want to listen to Neil Greenberg's podcast, it's every Wednesday at 11 on B. Mitch and Finley. dude, so we're out here for practice today, OTAs. I have a feeling some guys that weren't here are here now. We'll see how that plays out. Do you think Brian is a really, really smart person and has been in rooms with the union and the league? Do you think it's absurd that the union has agreed to a situation where it's voluntary and then players end up kind of publicly getting, I don't know, some level of questions about not attending something voluntary?
They get scrutinized because they don't come to a voluntary deal. But I told CK and JP last week, the NFL doesn't care. The NFL loves it. You know why? Because people still talking about the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, either stuff is voluntary or it's not. And if it's voluntary, then if someone chooses not to be there, you really shouldn't question their character or shame them or anything like that. And like you said, I mean, this is part of what's inherent in the OTAs is who is there and who isn't and what that means. And that obviously generates pixels for the sport. It's a very quiet time, I think, now, even with the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals going on, because so much of the oxygen gets sucked up by the NFL, no matter what they're doing. So I think that this is, you know, kind of what we're talking about. But absolutely, if voluntary, words have meanings, right? So if it's voluntary, then if someone opts out or decides not to do it, then you just got to move on with your life and not try to make a big thing. You know, there's plenty of stories in the NFL. This doesn't have to be one of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of time when you see that every year, basically the same people that's reporting on it. When it's, and if it's a top-notch guy, the coaches will tell you automatically, you know what, hey, veteran guy, they not going to be. And I heard Dan Quinn last week say, I talked to every one of my guys, and I don't have no problem with it. Once a coach says that, it's not a damn story.
Agreed. All right, we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can check out all Neil's work at thewashingtonpost.com or follow him at ngreenberg. Greenberg, let's switch it up a little bit. Hockey starts tonight. I'm rooting for Edmonton. Everyone else is rooting for Florida. Where are you? Who's going to win?
I am rooting for Edmonton because I think that is the story to get the cup back into Canada for the first time in forever. I think Connor McDavid is very likable, is a great story, is obviously very deserving of, you know, reaching this point of his career, kind of checking off this box. You know, he's not getting the absolute Ovechkin treatment of he can't win it, but, you know, if he goes back-to-back and, you know, there's going to be some talk about him and his legacy and everything else, which is probably unwarranted. But I think the story is going to be, can Canada get back the Stanley Cup? And that obviously rests not solely on Connor McDavid's shoulders.
I'm rooting for Canada. Now, Greenberg, I don't know if you have a counter for this, an analytical argument or quantitative analysis, but Lamphill just hates Canada, so he's rooting for Florida. What would you say to him?
I would say that's not very neighborly, but I get it. Look, if he wants to start an international incident, I mean, that's his choice.
Neil, they have ketchup popsicles. That's just not natural.
Well, so do my kids.
What? So,
I mean, you can't really
ketchup popsicles?
I mean, they'll eat anything frozen.
Nah. Have you given it to them yet?
No, of course not. I'm not a psychopath. I don't understand the Canada hate. I think that it's okay for Canada to be a part of the Stanley Cup celebration every once in a while.
It is.
I think it's okay if they win it. I don't think they need to be getting those favorites.
It is important to point out that Lamphill has hated Canada for a long time. This is not a recent political movement for Professor Landini. He's been anti-Canada for as long as I've known him, I believe. Is that accurate, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the ketchup popsicles. I can't handle it.
Well, you are a big snack guy. Yeah. I know that you used to have, like, the snack show and segments and everything. So I can definitely see, like, a snack that you're against completely putting
snack
you
trigger
on tilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get that. I respect that. I think for the rest of us, the Canada story would be really good for the sport. And honestly, if you're a hockey fan, you want this to happen because this is how the sport spreads. And it's going to be a great story. A lot of people are going to be talking about it. And I think it's going to be really good for the sport.
Okay, but who do you think will win? Not who you're rooting for. Who do you think will win?
I think Edmonton wins. I think that they do have what it takes to beat Florida. I know Florida's good, defending champion. I know we've been here before. I personally don't see a team like Edmonton making it twice and walking away with zero cups. I just find that hard to believe. I think that it's going to be tough. I'm not saying they're going to sweep or anything like that, but I think Edmonton wins it.
The way that they dismantle Carolina basically tells me that the Panthers are going to have
Florida, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, Carolina
Edmonton did that to Dallas, though, dude.
Yeah, I just think that this is you learn a lot in a Stanley Cup final, and then you get back the next year. We've seen it before with, like, Crosby and Gretzky. I think that this is going to be a big step forward for one of the best players in hockey.
Okay. Let's switch it to the hoops. Talking with Neil Greenberg here, Washington Post Sports Analytics. You can follow him at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Do you think the Pacers have a shot? Are there any bets you like in that series?
I kind of blanked out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Who moved on to the finals?
Pacers
beat the Knicks. Oh,
they sure did. Yeah. I'm guessing you're quite aware of that.
I think the Pacers have really kind of legitimized themselves here. You know, we've talked about this before. I think the Pacers were always a contender just based on how the standings are and that playing against teams that really don't want to win. But they put a heck of a run in, so far with elite ball movement and transition scoring. But OKC has just been a train. Like, they've just absolutely run through everybody and everything, put in their path. Just three playoff losses so far. I mean, total, this is a top five team in both offense and defense. I think you have to believe Thunder's going to win. And if you're looking to bet this series in any way, I think probably the best way to bet it is a Thunder sweep. I think that just let the powerhouse do their thing. I just think the Thunder have been too tough.
And the thing about them, man, they don't make many mistakes, and they're very, very
well-coached
and disciplined as hell, dog.
Yeah.
And they capitalize on all the mistakes their opponents have made. I mean, they just they punish you for mistakes. And if you got to go into the finals playing a perfect game or a near-perfect game, that just becomes a very tall task.
Totally. See, I don't like this. I don't like the sweep. I think Indy will win one, maybe two. I like Haliburton a lot, man, and I think there's some really dumb conversation surrounding his game, and which hopefully will kind of change now that he's in the NBA Finals. Last thing, baseball in this town. Nats lost last night. Bullpen kind of let him down, but I there's a lot to like about the Nats right now. Young guys playing really well, Gore playing really well. You're really good at the numbers. And above all things, baseball is a numbers game. Where are you on James Wood projections?
I mean, you got to be bullish. I mean, the kid is, 22 years old and doing a lot of things we haven't seen in a while. He's being talked about as an MVP. He strikes out a little bit too often, but again, he's only 22 years old and he'll kind of figure that out. And, you know, if that's the only knock on your game at this age, being in the majors, you're probably set up for a lot of success. One, because that's correctable, and two, because the strikeouts don't really hurt you as much as they did before, you know, before, or at least we know now that they don't hurt you as much. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of momentum with this kid. You know, he's become a very valuable player in the majors overall, let alone for the Nats. To say he's a building block, I don't think I'm breaking any ground here. But yeah, I think that this has, he's got a very bright future. Hesitant to say how bright, but so far a 22-year-old doing what he's doing, you know, he's certainly on a superstar trajectory. And, you know, the Nats are sitting on a gold mine here because they have him under cost control for, what, 7 years, 8 years, or whatever it is. That's a huge building block, especially with the rest of their young roster. Wouldn't surprise me to see the Nats return to contention very soon, only because their core is very young and obviously led by Wood. They look to be very good.
His comparison is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that's... That's a lofty comparison, but I mean,
nobody else is 6'7" or 6'8" in the league, though.
Like, right, it's one thing to say he's the next Aaron Judge, but when the numbers really don't point to anybody else, you kind of just got to roll with it. And look, let's face it, if he's like 3/4 of what Judge is, that's still a superstar talent. Yes, in baseball. So there's like a lot of the floor is high, and the ceiling is high. And whenever you have that, I mean, that's the guy you just got to build around and do whatever you can to make it as successful as possible while you're able to control his cost.
Landfill's going to kill me, but give me a quick one on this. Brian and I did a whole hour, I think, yesterday. There's some level of notion that Jaden could regress and have a sophomore slump. I think there is zero, like, empirical evidence to support that, and frankly, I think he will take a step forward, even higher than go backwards. What is your 30-second response to just that conversation?
I think there's going to be some adjustment from defenses on how he plays. However, how he plays is very difficult to adjust to, and they gave him some more weapons. So if you figure out a way to stop a dual-threat quarterback that has a really high football IQ, more power to you. But I don't think that we've seen a lot of evidence of that just yet.
There you go. Thank you, Greenberg.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Appreciate you, man. That's our boy, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Great work there. Give him a follow at NGreenberg. We're going to talk, I think it's NFL.com put together a list of potential NFL trades, which we've seen more and more of. The NFL trade market has become a real thing. Let's take a dive into what's available. Brandon Stokely, 3-time Super Bowl winner, joins us at noon.
All right, June 20th, I'm going to be taking a ride over there to Dewey Beach, and I'm not going to be riding in the car. I'm going to get on my bicycle and ride me and some of my friends, because we're going to be riding to support autism and disability inclusion. And trust me, it's an absolute blast on this ride. It all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just a block away from the ocean, right in the heart of all the action. So let's ride together and make a difference and kick off summer in style. If you're a rider out there and you're looking to do something like this to support a great cause, you can go to biketothebeach.org and join my team, Riding 30. That's Riding 30, RIDIN'30. Go to biketothebeach.org and join the day. And let's
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Have some fun.
Content game, baby. Dirty business. I like this, though, from my man Ike Dog. Just tweeted me. Kornheiser said it best yesterday. The Commanders will be just fine if Daniels is the same as last year. No slump or jump. They won 12 games, went to the NFC title game. He was a rookie.
Yep.
Pretty damn good.
Damn good.
I think the content game has to push people to have these conversations. Oh, will he sophomore slump, regression, all these things. I just don't see it happening.
The problem
I know the dude.
Just like you just talked about the Madden curse. Everybody swears by it, but you talk about all the years where it did not do anything. This is the same thing. We talk about a slump at the beginning, and then people don't have it, we forget about it. And that's the problem. But I think just like the media was in the past where people remember what you discussed, people need to start doing that again. And remember all these idiots who just throw stuff out there just to see if it's going to stick. And when it doesn't stick, they try to move on to something else and quickly just throw these little things, the blinders on, to try to cover your eyes up, make sure you don't understand. Understand and call them on it. You know what I'm saying? So that'll stop the jump. Make you be real about what you're doing. Just throwing stuff to see if it's going to stick makes no sense.
Now, three players, Brian, that I think want to be released. Two, I think, want their release. A third wants to get paid. Kirk Cousins, Trey Hendrickson, and Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
Who do you think of those three is most likely to be on a different team week one in uniform playing?
Ramsey.
Me too.
Ramsey would be the first. I also believe Kirk. I don't think, listen, I understand this, that, but I don't think people are going to keep a backup quarterback at that amount of money. They're not doing that.
I agree. I think Ramsey will be gone. Mm-hmm. I think Kirk eventually will be gone. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with Hendrickson, because I think you've got a pretty hard-lined ownership group over there that really don't believe Hendrickson will actually miss the games. And the other part of it, the new CBA is pretty restrictive on holdouts.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say Trey Hendrickson hasn't made a ton of money in his career because the money is all, you know, very – it's hard for us as regular people to kind of gauge the money these guys have made.
Mm-hmm.
but he is not a dude that has made $250 million or something. His career earnings are a little under $70 million. So
yeah, but $70 million is a lot of damn money in the
sure,
world,
bro. But he's never hit the gigantic contract, and I don't know that he would hold out. You know what I mean? Because
well, I think he would.
Well, that's what Cincy's going to find out, I think.
Yeah.
But so let's start here. So ESPN.com put together a bunch of potential trades. We'll start with Kirk. You tell me if GM Brian Mitchell signs off on this. GM BM. The Falcons would get Kenny Pickett, a sixth-round pick, and cash for Kirk and a seventh.
I will jump on it in a heartbeat.
It gives Atlanta a backup quarterback and Pickett,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically a cash.
I don't know if the rest of the players on the team really want Pickett to come in as a backup quarterback, but if I'm the team, I'll take that.
But, dog, just think about it for Cleveland then. They just drafted Dylan Gabriel. They just drafted Shador. They still
Which
have Deshaun. They're
praising.
They still have Deshaun Watson's contract books, and they signed Joe Flacco. Are they really going to trade for another quarterback?
They might.
I mean,
they. What do they seem like now? Do they seem like the Steelers, or they seem confused?
They seem quite
so they may do any damn thing at this point right now. I don't think they have a clue of what they really want to do. And I normally praise the Steelers.
No, I'm talking about that's the Browns I'm talking about.
But the Browns, listen, bro, they don't care. They got five quarterbacks on their thing. They waited till the fifth round of draft, Shador, and ever since he's gotten there, they do nothing but praise him.
They've praised Gabriel, too. The Browns adding Kirk Cousins. When you already have Gabriel, Shador, Flacco, and Deshaun Watson's contract,
well,
makes no sense.
Deshaun, I mean, if they get Kirk, they're going to try to figure out something with Deshaun's contract.
And there's nothing they can do.
Eat it and go, and Flacco's gone. Because I have those two young quarterbacks, and I can have both of them around for a year and learn from Kirk. When they might want to be worried because Kirk will teach them how to make money without really being good.
The Steelers, to me, makes sense. They appear weirdly, mysteriously waiting for Rodgers. The Steelers would send Atlanta a sixth that could become a fifth, and the Steelers get Cousins and cash considerations.
Mm.
So that basically the Steelers are like, we'll take them if you'll pay them.
The Steelers going to have to make – they just did that with Russ last year.
Right.
They're going to have to figure something out soon. Right now, you look very idiotic waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think he makes sense to go to the Vikings to back up McCarthy and give you a little insurance in case McCarthy's not ready to go?
Come on, Kirk?
Yeah.
He was already there. You know, it's going to come down to can he swallow that pride and go back?
Do you know?
They didn't want to pay him what he wanted to get paid the last time.
Sometimes the grass
so
is not
felt,
always
they
greener.
They felt that something wasn't what they wanted it to be, so he has to be concerned about that. So I don't know.
The grass is not always greener, although well, there's more green, I suppose. Maybe mm-hmm. it is. Kirk has always chased the greenest grass. Do you know?
The almighty dollar.
Do you know who would be, I assume, J.J. McCarthy's backup right now?
Who's that?
Sam Howell. or perhaps Brett Rippon is also on their roster. I would, for a team that won, I think, 14 games last year and is a pretty loaded roster, I'd be a little alarmed to go into the season with J.J. McCarthy, Brett Rippon, and Sam Howell as my quarterbacks.
So they may want to get a veteran guy in there.
It's McCarthy's job.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, the kid's coming off a knee injury, too. Kirk back to Minnesota all of a sudden makes some sense. Of the potential options here, Pittsburgh makes the most sense, but Pittsburgh currently is doing nothing that makes sense. Cleveland makes the least sense. They just drafted two guys, and they're paying Deshaun Watson $50 million or $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, to me, is insane, but people keep talking about it. Did you just footsie me?
I kicked. And you, I thought I was kicking the thing. Your leg was there. Footsie? No. I will never footsie you. Believe that. I put the bottom of my foot on your leg, so you might want to go think about that.
I just got footsied.
The bottom of my shoe on your leg. Landfill, do not make a comment.
Pittsburgh makes the most sense, but they don't. Pittsburgh has seemingly gone insane. Minnesota, I get it as a backup. Cleveland makes no sense, but Cleveland operates in a world that makes no sense.
They do stuff that makes absolutely no sense, so I don't get it.
All right, we'll run through Jalen Ramsey options, and we will run through Trey Hendrickson options when we return. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
It's getting hot, people. It's getting really hot in her, and what you need is humidity control. That's what Rood's variable speed compressor ensures: precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. You know what are extreme conditions? DC in the summer. Rood is comfort and performance perfectly balance. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can get federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. Neither is
ready to level up. Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Landfill. There are three Pro Bowl players that are probably going to get traded in the NFL. Kirk Cousins, Trey Hendrickson, Jalen Ramsey. Kirk is not a target here, not really relevant to Washington. Do you think Ramsey is? Because I don't.
I don't think he is.
I very much think Ramsey ends up back with the Rams.
I think if he was still in his prime, probably. But I don't think he's in his prime.
He's still pretty damn good. But
but I think the amount of money he's going to request is a problem.
He's been traded a bunch. I think
he's been on a lot of teams over the last few years, bro.
Now the Hendrickson is obviously the most interesting here. Washington has a need, but dude, you can make the argument that outside of quarterback, pass rusher is the most important position in the NFL. So there aren't many teams that couldn't use adding Trey Hendrickson.
True.
And we got to have that mindset. Like, it's not like Washington's the only team interested in a sack leader, the guy an all-pro edge rusher.
People act like, just because we think he's good, you could just go get him. It's other people that may want him too. And then it comes down to the amount that you're paying him and stuff like that.
So we got potential trade offers for Hendrickson via ESPN.com. This is their insiders giving kind of their best guesses. So here's one from Indy, from the Colts. Jeremy Fowler says the Bengals would get a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, and the Colts get Trey Hendrickson. What do you think? Second and a fifth.
Second and a fifth, and they'll get Trey.
And then Indy has to pay him.
Well, they could have done that before. I mean, at first they started off, they just wanted a second and a fifth, and then now they didn't trade it to a one. I mean, if they do something like that, guess what? They got caught with their pants down.
To me, what makes no sense is if you have to make a move for – if you're the Bengals, you're in it to win now, not next year's draft picks. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'd rather force them to play. You know what I mean? Picks for next year.
When you try to force a player to play, you know what? When he gets on the field and he gets hurt, guess what you got to do? Yeah. You got to pay him anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. So Fowler, Fowler and Dan Graziano are saying it's not going to be a first. So a potential Indy offer would be a second and a fifth next year. The Bills offering a second. If I am the Bengals, there is no way I'm trading him to the Bills. That's a potential playoff opponent.
No. If you do that, then you basically relatively – Joe Burrow might lose his mind.
Dude, you're making –
Joe will go, hold on, I told you all to pay people, not let people go to my damn competitor.
Yeah, that's a legit competitor. Now, this is an offer I think could actually happen. Detroit.
I can see that.
A second and a fourth with the possibility, with performance conditions, that can make the fourth a third. But it's not till 2027.
The third?
So you're getting a second and a fourth, and the fourth could become a third.
In 2027.
Yeah, but I think Detroit is a real contender on this thing.
He fits the mindset of Detroit.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
You do have to pay him. I don't know what the Lions' cap space situation. Damn, they got cap space for days. They have the third. Detroit has the third most cap space available.
I wouldn't have a problem
right
paying him, Jay.
Now, they're probably going to have to pay Jameson Williams if they want to keep him, but I think it might be kind of a show-me year for Jameson Williams.
Jameson Williams better start getting in trouble.
Everything I've heard out of Detroit is he is the most locked in he's ever been.
Okay.
Now, this is from Seth Walder, okay? I think he does analytics for ESPN for the worldwide leader. I don't know about this one, B. You ready?
Okay.
Washington gets Hendrickson. But they give up Johnny Newton, a third, and a 2027 seventh.
No, that's a lot.
That's a lot, man.
Johnny Newton, a third, and a seventh?
Yeah.
That Johnny Newton, that's first, basically.
Yeah.
You know, nah. If nobody else is going to give him a first, why the hell we got to give him a first? That's what I see there.
But if you're telling me it was Johnny Newton and a seventh, I could wrap my brain around that. But Johnny Newton and a third and a seventh?
No.
Now, if you tell me it's Daron Payne who's going into the last year of his deal as a veteran player, that'd be one thing. You got Johnny Newton for three more years on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
That's serious value. I'm going to read from Walder here. He said, why this deal makes sense for both sides. Washington is in win-now mode, but Dorrance Armstrong is its best pass rusher. Adding Hendrickson, who recorded the second-best pass rush win rate at edge last season, would be a huge boost. Losing Newton would make an old defense older, but the Commanders have strong veteran options on the interior defensive line in Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, and Dietrich Wise Jr., who can move inside if needed.
But if you look at Newton, he's smaller than everybody on that line.
Yeah.
I still don't think you want to let him go because I think the way they were, they expect a lot from him, or they think they can get a lot out of him.
So I'm reading here, by including Newton in the deal, the Commanders could put together a feasible package without a second-round pick. They lost their 2026 second-rounder to trade for Laremy Tunsil. Newton would be appealing to the Bengals as immediate help. I definitely think Newton would be appealing to the Bengals, but you can't give up Newton and a third.
No, and another pick.
Yeah. Maybe if you get something back, but I also don't think – I think the way they love Trey Amos this year is how they felt about getting Newton where they got him last
year. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's too much. I don't think they're paying that. I could definitely see Cincy wanting a player that helps, that's there for camp and gets integrated into their team and their process right away.
I would want the same thing.
But I don't think it's a young, maybe that's where the value is though. It's a young guy with 3 years left on his deal.
True.
I wonder how many fans would do that. That is
how many fans would do what?
That deal.
Would like that deal?
Yeah.
Believe me, right now, man, the fact that so many people are talking about how Henderson is and this, that, and the other, I think a lot of fans will jump on it because they have got their mind set now on just, we have to have a pass rusher.
Right.
So, that's where that's at.
All right, when we return.
Do they know if that pass rusher can be him or not? They don't really get it. They just get it. That's what we've been hearing, and that's what I'm going to jump on.
Joe Witt Jr., Commanders defensive coordinator, speaking to the media today. You'll hear that at 1 o'clock when we return. Three-time Super Bowl winner Brandon Stokely joins the program.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.